You can't be a real nerd unless you've got great headphones. So check out the variety of high-performance, noise-reducing earbuds from Tweaked Audio. You'll get free shipping anywhere in the world, and you can save 33% when you use our promo code RHAP. So visit Tweaked Audio anytime with our link, robhasawebsite.com/headphones. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino with a special edition here of Rob Has a Podcast. This is going to be a really, really fun podcast. I think you're going to enjoy this if you know the things that we're talking about on this episode. So one of my biggest regrets, probably my biggest regret of the podcast so far in 2014 was that I did not spend more time talking about King of the Nerds in its second season, because it's just been a fantastic show. I know a lot of you guys have heard me talking about it, and a lot of people have also told me they checked it out because I've talked about it. But the biggest problem for me was that it was on Thursday nights, and especially now with Survivor coming back, that just tended to be a bad time slot. Thursday's just a really, really crazy day, and then, you know, whatever. Hindsight's 2020, but, you know, I tend to not be able to get to it until the weekend, so it doesn't make for an ideal situation for podcasting. But the latest person kicked off the show, and if you don't know, I'm gonna spoil it, so stop listening. Zachary Storch, Zach from King of the Nerds, he was fantastic. He was this really, really great character on the show. He cared about winning the game so much, and he was so great to watch on the show. He was definitely the villain of the season, but yeah, he was not the villain in like a evil way. He just had he has a little bit of a short temper, and he gets in a lot of fights, and really, you know, when things fall apart for him, they really fall apart. So I've been saying all season long, I can't wait to do an interview with him. And so I was able to, through TBS, I reached out and they were able to get me an interview with Zach here this afternoon. Then after we talked to Zach, I'm going to check in with our embedded Hansologist, Ryan Gayo. He has been covering Brandon Hance for us here on the podcast and all of his adventures over the last couple of months. And it's time for a little round of where in the world is Brandon Hance? Because there are a lot of interesting developments going on in Brandon's life. So if you don't know about any of this stuff from Facebook, you're going to be in for a doozy there as well. And that's going to be about 20 minutes from now. Of course, on Wednesday, don't forget Survivor Know-It-Alls is going to be live after Survivor, 9:15 p.m. Eastern. Then we'll talk to the next person kicked out of the tribe and on Thursday morning. And then I will have our long Thursday afternoon Survivor interview podcast as well. But let's get down to it. I see that we have Zach here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Zach, are you there?
Oh, hi.
Zach, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, Zach, it's a pleasure to talk to you. First off, let me say happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you, too.
Okay, good. Well, I'm really glad to get you on because, full disclosure, you were our favorite guy on King of the Nerds this season. We loved the passion that which you played the game.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I heard that all over Twitter, a bunch of your fans doing all of that, saying that. So, yeah, and, you know, I really did go into the game with a lot of passion. I have a lot of passion for everything I do in my life. I think life is awesome and it's fun. And if you're not living it at full force, why care at all? Life is amazing. It should be enjoyed.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that you were one of the best reality TV villains in basically the last 5 years. Do you mind being called a villain?
You know, I do prefer to take that as a compliment because that's a cool thing to be told. I think from a literary perspective, and I am someone who loves a good story, at times I was certainly the villain. I think if you look at my entire Nerdvana adventure as a whole, I was probably the anti-hero. But I have no problems with being necessarily called a villain in part. I think definitely as a whole, I was much more an anti-hero. I didn't fit really the trend of most reality TV villains, though, at the same time. I was a great player, but I didn't really lie or cheat or anything like that. I have no problems with being a villain. Being a villain is, you know, that can be fine, whatever. People remember the villains.
Yeah, and I think that maybe your approach was whereas a lot of people come into the game or reality TV game and say, oh, I'm going to be very subtle. You were very blunt about your intentions throughout the entire game. And the people that pissed you off, you let them know really when they pissed you off.
Yes. You know, I did. And I'm a pretty direct person like that. And I'm also not the kind of person who's going to be able to go into something and try to fly under the radar. You know, absolutely no offense meant to her. She's awesome. But Celeste, you know, went into the last season and her whole plan was I'm going to fly under the radar, not get voted into Nerd Off, and I'm going to win. And she just did just that. It was great. That's not who I am, though. I went in there knowing, you know, I'm going to have at least one or two Nerd Off. I'm confident in my abilities. I'm sure I can win them. But I'm not going to win this by not getting into Nerd Off. I'm going to get into Nerd Off.
All right. So you ended up in some confrontations with a lot of the different people that were mostly on your own team over the course of the season. Who from your team really annoyed you the most?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I don't know. You know, the truth of the matter is that personalities are going to clash. I don't actually have a problem with anyone from my own team. I actually like everyone who was on my team. I thought they were all awesome people. They're all people who I very much respect. And they're people who, you know, I think are really great, and I enjoy their company a lot. Meeting Josh was totally awesome because I was previously a fan of his. I've watched a handful of his videos.
Previously?
And,
as in you are not a fan of his anymore?
No, I definitely am still a fan of his. I did subscribe to his channel, like I said I was going to, and I watch, like, every video that comes out. And, yeah, he's doing great content recently. Mary Kate, you know, she's awesome. Our personalities clashed, but she's really great too. And one of my favorite memories from Nirvana is actually taking shots with her.
Yes, that's one of our favorite memories too. You taking shots.
Yeah, that was pathetic. To totally be honest, it was really pathetic, but it was hilarious.
Could you talk a lot about the bromance between you and Jack over the course of the season?
Oh, that was crazy because, you know, so I'm obviously a proud person and a person who doesn't think it's wrong to be proud. I think that's okay. You know, you can be confident, you can be proud of yourself. Jack is someone who I think has always been raised to be humble, which is equally admirable in many ways. I think once we started becoming friends, it's when that we realized just because we have different philosophies doesn't mean that either of us isn't, like, legit. Because he's really living that philosophy of humility. He actually means it. And, you know, I'm not, you know, thinking I'm necessarily superior. I'm just really, really proud. And I think when we kind of clicked like that, it got a lot better. Because we were not necessarily friends from the get-go. We got along. Like, it was funny. Like, in the cosplay challenge, we were both really enjoying getting to hit each other with swords finally. But it was really great once we actually had a chance just to work together, because he's a great guy, and once we had to work together, we were able to work together like flawlessly. So it was amazing, and I'm so glad that we were able to set aside our differences and become friends, and he is still a friend of mine.
And the fact that he beat you in the Nerd Off to put you out of the game, you didn't have any hard feelings towards him?
No. And going into that Nerd Off too, obviously I would have loved to win a fourth Nerd Off, because that would have been totally awesome. But, you know, of everyone to lose to, Jack was definitely someone who was, I saw him as a threat definitely through the whole game. I was hoping that maybe it would have been possible to get him out earlier and then never have to go into a Nerd Off with him. That didn't end up happening my way. But, you know, he's a smart guy. There's no shame in losing to him. I think that both of our structures have their strengths and weaknesses as well. Because of the speed of the balls, how it ended up happening, his structure was much more difficult to attack because it was harder to hit targets with high-speed balls than it was to simply knock mine over with the higher speed balls. But no, that really wasn't a problem. You know, I went out with my head held high, and losing to Jack, and that was, we had a lot of fun. There was a lot of joking back and forth, and it was a really fun time.
Yeah, he's a funny character too. I really enjoyed him on the show as well. Let's talk about Kayla and the decision that she made in this episode, where she had the choice. It was the 2-2 tie. She could have put either you or Brian into the Nerd Off. Do you feel like that she was not thinking correctly here?
You know, I do. I think Brian going into the Final Four was potentially more dangerous to her in particular. We all saw last season, what we were all thinking is that the, you know, last challenge, that there might be some sort of trivia element involved. And Brian is like this, like, god of trivia knowledge. He knows all of this stuff. It's great. And Jack and I both saw that as a major threat. So I think it you know, she wasn't necessarily thinking straight on that. But, you know, she made the decision that she wanted to make. And I respect her game decision. She didn't want to face me in the Final Four. She was afraid of me, clearly. So if she wanted to make that game decision to try to get me out or get Jack out, both of those were fine.
I'll tell you what. I think that she played this one with her heart and not with her head. I think that Brian and Xander were her buddies, and she didn't want to put Brian into the nerd off.
I agree with that mostly. I would agree with that mostly. I think she is, however, also, she did not want to go against me. She saw me as a very strong player, and I think she knew that the best shot of getting me out of the house would be a Jack versus me nerd off, and that probably there wasn't another nerd off where I would have lost. So, because Jack and I think, really two of the strongest competitors in the house. Two of the smartest competitors, two of the strongest competitors. And that was a really epic nerd off. It was really cool.
It was good.
I think Kayla knew that. So, yeah.
But it was a fun challenge. I really liked so many great challenges on the show. That was another really, really good one. I want to know about Chris from last week, where he was trying to get under your skin. Did you know to what degree that he was trying to set you off last week before you saw the episode?
I always knew he was trying to set me off. I was not aware when it was just at the breakfast table when he started saying ridiculous things to me. He only caught like the tail end of it, but he started an argument up with me about English or something about English, and it ended up ending with him, like, bashing English nerds right in front of Brian, and it just seemed really weird, and I wasn't sure what he was doing at all. I was really confused at that point. By the time he started saying the ridiculous things like, well, can we use your maze? And I'm like, well, I mean, if you'd like to trade mazes for a while, I guess that would be mutually beneficial. It's like, no, we're just going to use this one, or can we build a space, you know, build it in the space next to your maze? I'm like, there is no space next to my maze. So that's when I realized, okay, he's just being ridiculous to try to get to me. But that's when I realized, and that's when I just went, okay, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation and just try to get my head in the right space to win this.
Tell me about Nicole and your relationship with her, because I couldn't tell at times if you guys mm-hmm. were friends or enemies, or if this was potentially a romantic relationship with Nicole.
not a romantic relationship, no. But Nicole has already been on one reality TV show. She was on The Tester. So she's kind of done some of this before. She's going in with a little bit more knowledge than the rest of us. And I think both of us were very much capable of separating reality from a game. I think we were both capable of saying, okay, we're able to be friends here, and we're able to still be trying to get rid of each other. So the alliance obviously broke off very quickly. Originally, it even had Josh included in there, but that fell apart even faster than it was Nicole. So that fell apart. We were still friends after that. She was still the person in the house who was supporting me the most, next to Jack, but Jack was doing it more quietly. And I'd still say we're pretty darn close today, and she's definitely my friend. And it was really tough to send her home because, you know, I really, really, really wanted to make Genevieve's record like my record too. That was something I badly wanted. But doing it by sending Nicole home was really hard.
And so, and you and Nicole are going to stay just friends?
Yes, I think we're staying just friends.
Okay. All right. I thought there was something there.
She's married now.
Oh, wow. You know what? I know she was a chemist. I thought there was chemistry there.
No.
Okay.
She's wonderful though. It was funny with that whole chemist thing too, because I knew she was some kind of scientist just when she went around the table, just the way she was talking and kind of explaining herself. I knew the thing that she was hiding, and I knew she was hiding something, was scientist. So when she said I'm a chemist, I was just like, yeah, okay. I didn't know which kind of science it was, but I was sure it was something. So Yeah, and she was definitely on my list of people I wanted to make an alliance with, just right immediately going around that table.
Okay. I got a bunch of quicker questions I want to fire at you. So tell me, is it true that you were the rock, paper, scissors champion because you always pick scissors?
No, it is not true because, as you can see, just on my first one, I believe I used paper against Chris's rock, and then against Nicole, I used rock against her scissors. So I definitely am not always picking scissors. I believe there were two in there that were scissors, though. That were shown. There were for picking colors, even for that kind of stuff. That was also rock paper scissors decided, and I won all the bowls. So,
what's the secret to rock paper scissors?
The secret to rock paper scissors is just trying to preemptively think about what your opponent would do. I guess my main logic with Chris is just like he's super logical, so he's going to see this as a game of pure luck. So he's obviously not going to do anything that he doesn't need to do. So if he's just going to move his hand and go rock paper scissors, why would he? You know, make another shape, you can just keep it as rock. You know, it's that kind of thing. And I really do think there is some aspect of manipulation you can do. There is that stuff. And people do definitely trend towards different ones of the signs more than other signs. So there are secrets. I believe it is more than just raw luck.
After the show, have you considered learning to drive a car?
You know, it's really funny because I live in downtown Minneapolis. And we have a pretty darn good transportation system. It's not the best, but it's sufficient. And owning a car is like the worst economic decision I could possibly try to make in a city. So currently, no, I haven't considered it.
Can you tell me who or what is Twilly?
Twilly is, okay, so I'm a huge fan of the Arctic Entertainment web games. It's an indie flash game company, Arctic Entertainment, and so it's like a Adventure Quest world, and Adventure Quest is where Twilly's from. Twilly is a member of a race of Moglins, which are these primarily very helpful little creatures, and he in particular is like a master healer. So I brought Twilly along to be a literal pocket healer with me and Nerdvana, and I'm such a fan of those games. I know a couple of the guys down at it, and I wanted to bring Twilly with me, and I wouldn't not bring him with me for that adventure.
Could you tell me exactly what the poison numbers are?
So, you know, when I said that, I couldn't actually pick it up, but it is actually a thing. Poison numbers is a game. It's a variant of another game. I forgot the exact name. Someone on Twitter, actually, one of my fans looked it up for me, apparently. So it does exist. I'm not crazy. It's usually played to 21, and there's always a winning strategy. It's effectively, you know, I think it's like multiples of four or something, and you just speak off numbers. And then whoever hits 21 loses. So basically, all I was saying was I saw a big drop that was lined up that was going to be completely unavoidable. That big drop did happen. It ended up being about 10 less than I thought it was going to be, and that's what changed the outcome of that nerd off.
What was the number one moment that you had on the show this season?
I think probably the number one moment was saving George Takei and nearly breaking him in half when I hugged him, because that was just like mind-blowing. We went up there, I saw this path through the maze that like no one else thought up, that was like jumping and doing it, and then Jack was able to actually execute it because he has those like amazing fencing legs going on, so he just spent his free time jumping around and lunging and stuff, so he's great. And then we get up there, and we save him, and that was great. And then Legacy Effects was, like, other high point, because that was the coolest reward, like, ever. And it's so frustrating that everyone couldn't see it, because we saw some of the most amazing stuff, like, mind-blowing stuff. It was so cool.
I think that's very interesting that you selected a team moment and not one of your individual triumphs from the season. This is like a whole new Zach.
Well, yeah, you know, and that really was one of the high points for me because it was a team moment. I mean, it was effectively a trust-building exercise, for crying out loud. It felt really, really good that the one we finally won was the teamwork one. It made me feel a little bit, you know, vindicated, like, see, I can work as a team. It made me feel good just because my just touch attack had finally triumphed. I did with Jack, who I'd become friends with. And, you know, yeah, I have a lot of really awesome memories from winning Nerd Off that were really great, like, you know, the anatomy one made me feel great because it's just, I didn't know any of that stuff and I learned it. Battle Hammer was cool. Mary Kate actually rolled one higher than I did in the end efficient count. So that was awesome. And Yeah, the nerve offs were awesome, but that moment took the cake. Just winning that with Jack felt so good.
All right, real quick. I have a couple of voicemails that came in that people were so excited that you were going to come on with us. Let me play you one. This is from Brendan Noel. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Rob and Zach. This is Brendan Noel calling, longtime listener, first-time caller. Now, I haven't watched very much King of the Nerds this season, but Zach, I am familiar with your work, and I did have a quick question for you. I have to admit it's a little embarrassing to ask, but it's a question about gravity, so I don't know who else to turn to. So I'm wondering if you can answer this for me. Given how many miles apart they are, how was Sandra Bullock able to see the Hubble telescope and the International Space Station at the same time? Also, I'm kind of a busy guy, so Zach, if you can keep your answer to about 3 seconds, I would really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Zach, could you answer that in 3 seconds?
I'm not familiar with the phenomenon of which you're discussing, but gravity is just effectively a two-dimensional thing that's being expressed in four dimensions. It's really easy to understand in all truth. I wasn't literally meaning, hey, Mary Kate, answer this in 3 seconds. And if she had even started to explain it in 3 seconds, that would have been enough. I was trying to get under her skin there, obviously. It is a moment I'm not proud of in Nerdvada, but I do understand how gravity works, and I did find it bizarre that it seemed that she'd not.
All right, last question. This is from Amy. Here we go.
Hey, Rob, this is Amy, and I'm calling with a question for Zach from King of the Nerds, if you're able to fit it in. Zach, I was really sad to see you go, but congratulations on making the final five. I was wondering if there was a particular moment that we didn't get to see as viewers that you wish had made it on the show. Thanks, and happy birthday.
All right, Zach, a moment that we didn't get to see on the show?
Moment we didn't get to see on the show. There were so many great moments we didn't see on the show, because obviously they take, like, you know, days of our lives and edit them down to, like, 40 minutes or something.
Pick one, because I know you got to go.
I can't even think of one, but I guess playing Soul Calibur in the house was really, really fun. That was something I very much enjoyed. I never actually played the game before. I picked it up, started beating Xander at it, played it with Jack some. It was a lot of fun, and just the video games in the house were totally awesome, and being able to do that was great.
All right, Zach, well, you were fantastic on the show. We thank you so much for coming on here. Happy birthday. Don't forget to be awesome, okay?
Thank you. Don't forget to be awesome, and thank you for having me.
And what's your Twitter if people want to follow you?
Oh, my Twitter is Zadick3. That's ZADCK3.
Okay. All right, I'll post a link, too, in the show notes. And, Zach, I hope you keep in touch, okay, buddy?
Yeah, I will. Thanks, and you too.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Zach from King of the Nerds, and very, very fun to talk to. I really, really enjoyed King of the Nerds, and I just felt like so different for me to watch a show like King of the Nerds as opposed to, you know, Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, where I kind of feel like on those shows, people are sort of like in the game, but they're in it for, you know, they want to win the money. That's like the prize. But really, the prize for King of the Nerds, I think, is almost secondary to the fact that these people all really want to be King of the Nerds. And they're so passionate about every single thing that comes up in the show. And they all like live or die with every competition. And it's really, really a fun show if you haven't checked it out. Or if it comes back in the third season, I highly recommend it for season number 3. So I told you guys at the top of the show that if you want to be a real nerd, you need to have a great earbuds. If you listen to as many podcasts as I do, I know I'm always losing headphones and always trying to find the pair, or Nicole put it somewhere and I can't find them. So I love to have as many different sets of earbuds as I possibly can have. So I was very excited when I got a bunch of earbuds sent to me from Tweaked Audio. I actually use them on the live show, and they are really, really good quality earbuds. They have both the regular kind and the kind with the microphone, so you can talk on the phone, which I'm always doing on my iPhone as well. So if you want to check out these headphones, they've got a really, really great deal where they are sending them anywhere in the world for free and giving a very generous 33% off for our listeners if you use the promo code R-H-A-P. I set up a link to go to Tweaked Audio. It's robhasawebsite.com/headphones. And this is a really good deal that they are offering, 33% off to our listeners. So check it out. Promo code R-H-A-P at robhasawebsite.com/headphones. All right, everybody. I promise you this was going to be a great, great podcast. And I'm going to deliver on that because it's time to check in with somebody we haven't talked to, I think, since maybe it was right before the roast. It was the Friday before the roast. So it was the end of January. And we haven't checked in with our Brandon Hance reporter, Ryan Gallo. Ryan, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, Ryan, it's been about 6 weeks since we talked to you, which in Hance time is close to 4.5 years.
Maybe even more than that.
Yeah, definitely. I know you've been following Brandon Hance very closely, as have a lot of people in the Rob Has a Podcast universe on Facebook and on all sorts of social media, but not all of our podcast listeners are following as closely. But the ones who are have been all week saying, you got to get Ryan back to give us the latest Brandon Hance update, because it's been an actually very busy couple of weeks for Brandon Hance.
We've had to cut this down to just focusing on the last week. There's so much news to cover.
Yeah, well, let's just even like cut out everything that happened in February, because we need to just, otherwise this would be a 6-hour podcast. But so, Ryan, where do you want to pick up on the Brandon Hance updates going in chronological order?
I think a good place to start is probably February 26th, because Brandon made a little bit of an announcement to his Facebook friends.
Okay, hold on. And I just want to set this up by saying that, of course, we are doing this because I think in my mind it is underreported. Brandon Hance is the most interesting man in the world. And I think that he does more in one day than myself and just about everybody listening could do in a month, 2 months. That this man, I don't even know how he gets everything done in a day, but he is, I think he might be superhuman.
I think so.
Okay, so tell us again, and there's a lot we can all learn from studying or finding out what Brandon Hance is up to. So that I'm glad we are doing this from a scientific perspective.
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead, Ryan. Take us back to February 26th, which was today is March 11th when we're recording this. So that's a little about 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. And actually, just to set the tone a little bit, to establish some context, I'm going to go back even further briefly to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And he posted he was celebrating Valentine's Day alone, but he was okay with that. And he posted it with a happy face. So everything's okay from Valentine's Day until February 26th.
Yeah. By the now, way, I think just to give a quick update. So in our last update at the end of January, that I believe we had left it off where he had found he was dating somebody new.
And we thought she was the one.
We thought she was the one. But by Valentine's Day, that was over. And
I think it was over by the time the podcast was posted.
But he was single on Valentine's Day, and good. I'm glad that he's single and happy for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. So February 26th, he posts, there's a new Brandon coming. And later that day, he says, sitting here eating some soup, thinking about life. So I don't know what kind of soup he had that was making him in the mood for some philosophy, but he came to the conclusion that he finally feels that he should not be in a relationship for a long time.
Okay.
Reasons why. Well, glad you asked. This is what he said.
You know what? He's like talking. He's breaking the fourth wall on Facebook.
Exactly. Very postmodern. So here are his reasons why he should no longer be in a relationship. And he tagged Willie Hance and Maria Hance, his mother, as the inspiration for this decision. So reason number one, I'm insensitive. Oh, that's fair.
Okay.
Reason number two, insecure. Selfish, arrogant. So far, so good.
Those were all reason number two, or those were two, three,
oh,
and four?
Oh, sorry. I quickly motored. We got a lot to cover here.
Okay.
So
all right. Sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
Reason number five, really, really ridiculously good looking.
Like Zoolander.
I guess so. And lastly, he says, it costs too much money.
Costs too much money. All right. So, boy, this should have been a family feud round. Where's Steve Harvey? 100 people surveyed, top six answers on the board. Name the reasons why Brandon Hance should not be in a relationship. I would have gotten three X's. I wouldn't have come up with any of those reasons.
Well, this is what he decided after eating his soup. These were the reasons why he should no longer be in a relationship. And he said, I vow to myself and this Facebook page to stay single for at least 2 months.
2 months. Okay. And this
please
was
someone hold me to this.
And that
this
was
already sucks, but just saying, hold me to this for 2 months.
And were you that person? Did you vow to hold him to that?
There's only so much I can do.
All right. So this was February 26th, right?
That's right.
So February 26th, March 26th, April 26th is going to be, that'll be, let me put that in the calendar. That'll be the next time we'll have you on the podcast.
All right.
And then you tell me if Brandon Hance was able to stay single until April 26th, okay?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Ryan, this was a great update. Thank you so much for coming on.
Now, hold on. I'm going to have to interrupt you because, surprise, surprise, Brandon did not stay true to this promise.
Oh, wait, hold on. All right. So what happened?
Well, it seems he met a nice new lady friend. They met March 1st at a Mexican restaurant, Casa Ole.
Okay.
So I guess the Cupid was in the house that night because he met this nice young girl. And March 3rd, they posted a picture together, their weekend together. You know, they've got their little relationship, doing all that sort of stuff.
What, so they just met on March 1st and then they had a whole weekend together by March 3rd?
Already, yeah.
All right, moving fast.
Yeah, which is not typical of Brandon.
Okay. So not too, was it a typo? Did he mean I will go 2 days without dating somebody or 2 months? Was that an autocorrect?
I think that might have been an autocorrect, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And shortly after, the next day, actually, after this weekend, there actually was, he posted pictures of a car accident that he was in.
Oh, no.
And luckily, he was okay, but I guess he said, I hit a tree last night thanks to some deer. Hashtag just a few bruises. Hashtag than you, Jesus.
Okay, well, than you,
forgot
Jesus.
Forgot the K, but.
Well, maybe he, in fairness, maybe he, you know, he just had a car accident.
He was a little shook up.
Was it a bad car accident or was it just a fender bender?
This car looks pretty totaled.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it might be a write-off.
So was he okay? Did he go to the hospital?
He was okay. Yeah, I guess just a few bruises.
Okay, so not like in the last update when he went to the hospital after taking the pre-workout supplement.
No, but one of the things that we had to cut out for this podcast is he did have a second hospital trip for that same reason.
Okay.
But we don't have time to get into
that. We don't have time. All right, so where are we right now? It's March 4th that he met a new girl. He had a car accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've had their weekend together. Things are looking okay. Willie Hance did not seem impressed.
Why? What was he not impressed with? The car accident or the new girl?
The new girl.
What did he say?
He commented on the pictures, I'm confused. Because I guess he was one of the ones who insisted Brandon stick to this.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Since he tagged Willie Hance on February 26th of that,
exactly.
I'm not dating anybody for 2 months. And now here it is, you know, 4 days later. And we've got a weekend together already.
I know. And I think Willie had been trying to be a good uncle, helping him stick to this promise. Because a few days after that, that Facebook status, Brandon posted a selfie that said, chilling with Uncle Willie. But it was just Brandon. Brandon loves his selfies so much. No one else is allowed in them, even if he's with them.
He cut Willie out of the selfie?
Exactly. But Willie seemed he was being a good uncle. He was making sure Brandon sticks to this abstinence. So he was not impressed with this picture.
Yeah.
And he also, Willie on his Facebook posted, Facebook should have a 6-month rule on changing your relationship status. And Brandon liked it.
Well, maybe Brandon feels like he knows that he needs the help. Maybe that would be good.
I guess. Yeah.
So did Brandon already, by March 4th, did he already change the relationship status to in a relationship with the new person?
He hadn't changed his relationship status yet. He just
okay.
said that he had met this girl. They were at this Mexican restaurant and they had a weekend together.
Okay, so all right, so keep going. So give us the date on the timeline now.
So here we are. So this weekend is March 3rd. March 4th is the car accident.
Okay.
Now March
That's 1 6th, week from 1 week ago today.
1 week ago today. I leave for class in the morning. I do my daily hand checkup and everything seems okay. You know, Brandon seems like he's out on the boat. You know, there's only so much trouble he can get into.
Yeah. Is the Hans watch like on Game of Thrones that you basically, it's like when you have to go and work at the wall and you just are on the Hans watch, you know, for the, you have to take vows of all the things you can't do because you have to dedicate your time to the Hans watch.
Exactly.
Okay. March 6th.
So I head out, you know, everything seems okay. I come back in the afternoon, and I couldn't even believe it. As a Hansologist, I couldn't even believe this development. He is engaged.
Oh, congratulations. Wow. Now, he went on the first date on Friday the 28th, is that right? Or March 1st?
I think March 1st.
March,
yeah.
1st. And then all but 6 days later... is this a new Hans record?
I think so.
And so he is engaged to be married. All right. So do we have any details on the wedding yet?
It's really hard to get any read on the details because since this new development, he's actually deactivated his Facebook account.
Wait, he's gone rogue?
He's gone rogue. He doesn't want anyone commenting on this. He doesn't care what Willie or anyone else thinks. He's engaged and he's going for it.
Okay. So hold on, let's just back up a step. So what was the reaction from other people on Facebook and from the other Hanses to Brandon's engagement news?
A lot of people, some people were encouraging, some people were confused. Willie had a really great comment. He just wrote, okay. He's fed up.
Willie Hans is great. Sean Hans is great. I love all these guys on social media. They are the best social media family in the entire world.
Absolutely. And I just think, like, you really got to be doing some crazy stuff if even a Hans is telling you to tone it down.
So he gets engaged on Thursday, and then Friday, Facebook is gone?
Facebook's gone.
So we are... without instruments right now, we are flying blind. It's gone dark. Where do you think Brandon's whereabouts are now? We can only speculate at this point.
It's really hard to say. And the same day that they posted about the engagement, his new fiance wrote on his wall, "I miss you and can't wait till you're home."
Okay.
So how did he propose? Where in the world is he?
You know, just in fairness, you know, like when I got engaged, I was somewhere with my fiance, and I didn't like. It's not like you don't have to change the status immediately from once you ask the question. It doesn't update automatically.
This is true.
You can go and you can go home then and update the status.
That's right.
Why do we think that he deleted the Facebook at this point? Do you think it was, I have a couple theories. Do you think it was because that he was tired of people getting on his case and investigative journalists like yourself knowing his business? Or do you think it was the new fiance that was like, hey, this is private now. You're mine and I don't want any other girls talking to you.
I hope it's the second. I'm guessing it's probably the first.
Yeah, I think so. Because there were a lot of people, you know, every one of these relationships has a bit. There was a couple of Weisenheimers that were, we're journalists here. But
that's
there
right.
was a couple of people that were just like, oh, I can't wait until you dump her and move on to the next one tomorrow.
Exactly.
And that would piss them off.
Yeah. As it would me, too.
It would piss. Hey, that would piss off anybody. You know, nobody wants to hear that sort of negativity from people.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, now, the good news is he does still have his Instagram active.
Okay. Have there been any updates on Instagram?
Well, his new fiance posted a picture of his smashed up car parked beside hers with a caption, his and hers. That was a pretty good picture.
Yeah. Brandon Hans has like a nice car, right?
Yeah.
What was he driving?
I don't know what it was exactly, but it looks like a nice car, fairly new.
What is Brandon on Instagram?
Lil Hans.
Lil Hans. LILHANTZ.
That's it.
Right, I got to, this is a must follow. Only 511 followers for Lil Hans on Instagram. Hopefully that number goes up.
Maybe that's why he deleted the Facebook.
Yeah. So, yeah, so the last update here on Instagram is from 5 days ago.
Yeah, and it's him saying, best realize who her man is, and he's holding a pipe.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to mess with this new fiance.
Yeah, I was scared for a second because I thought it was a gun.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would not be good.
What's that? Is that a Mustang?
I don't know.
Red Mustang? Okay, so that's a nice car for Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy deer.
Crazy deer.
Yeah. So where do we think is the next time Brandon is going to pop up? You think that, what about Twitter?
He's not so active on the Twitter. He usually sticks to Facebook and Instagram. So maybe he'll get more active on Twitter these days. I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting that I checked out Brandon on Twitter, and the last action from Brandon on Twitter that he actually retweeted you.
That's right. Yeah, I've interacted with Brandon himself.
But now that was on March 8th. I feel like that's in the missing time zone. So yeah. He's retweeted you since he went dark on Facebook.
It's true.
Okay, this is interesting. And what was it that he retweeted that you said?
Well, Russell actually tweeted, "Why is it so hard to find the right girl? Where is she?" And I told Russell, "Why don't you ask Brandon?"
Yeah, he knows where all the women are.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got, you know, I don't know about his Survivor game, but he has game in real life. He has game for days, Brandon Hance. Oh my God. All right, so we're just going to have to continue following this. I know you're an investigative journalist, Ryan. What's the plan here? Are you just going to stake out Facebook and wait for Brandon to come back, or are you going to see if you can find some other sources?
Well, I'm going to keep my eye on the social media. I guess we could put it out to any listeners we have in Texas. Maybe they can keep their eyes open for him, spot Brandon in the wild.
Is that where he lives? I feel like I have no idea whether he's in Louisiana, New York. I feel like he's all over the place.
I think he's in Texas. That's where that Mexican restaurant was.
Ah, so Tex-Mex.
I think he's in, maybe look at the docks in Texas for his boat to come in. Maybe check some churches.
Yeah.
Look in the newspapers for any showers or engagement parties or anything like that.
Have you thought about reaching out to any other Hances for comment?
Not yet, but if Brandon stays off Facebook for long enough, I think I may have to.
Okay. I think that might be the next step. By the way, are the signed Hance pictures still available?
Believe it or not, they are still available.
Okay. Do we know how you get your hands on? I need to get one of these autographed Hance pictures. The autographed Hance picture, it's Brandon, Sean, Russell, and Willie Hance all in one picture.
That's right. And you just got to contact at Carita8.
How do you spell that?
Carita, and then the number 8. I guess she's a really big Hance fan. She seems to be an agent of some sort, and she sends you these pictures if you want it.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I came very close at one point to playing in a Survivor Fantasy League with all of the Hance men, but it was just Sean Hance started tweeting to me about it at the last second. It was too late, and I felt like if there would have been some more lead time. I feel like maybe we can come up with some other fantasy league, though, for me to play in with the Hanses.
I guess so. Who do you think they would have drafted first?
I don't know.
I feel like Russell would have took the beauty girls.
I don't know, but do they know, like, the spoilers and stuff, or are they? You think they're...
I don't know. We don't want to get into that.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, they want to win so badly. I feel like maybe a fantasy Big Brother league might be the way to go with the Hanses.
That could be.
Yeah.
Right. I saw a funny thing on Willie's Facebook. People asked him, have you been watching Big Brother Canada? And all these people are commenting, like, how do you watch it? Where do you go? And Willie just comments, no.
Willie's the master of, like, the two-letter tweet response.
He is not, no small talk. He just cuts right to the chase.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ryan, you're doing a hell of a job being our embedded Hance reporter and focusing on all the latest Brandon Hance news. If more Brandon Hance news breaks, you know, we'll bring you back.
All right. Sounds
all right.
Great.
By the way, our Hants tip line, if you have Hants news and you want to send it to Ryan, what is that email address, Ryan?
I believe it was Hants News.
Let's look it up. What is it? Hants, yes, HantsNews@robhasawebsite.com. That will,
yeah.
That is the tip line. If you see something, say something.
Exactly. Especially now that we've lost one of our most valuable sources of information.
Especially that Brandon Hants has gone rogue. If you see something, say something. Or if you want to tweet directly to Ryan on Twitter, what is your, I closed Brandon's page. What is your Twitter handle?
It's @RedhouseRyan, or if you forget it, you can just go look at Brandon's. He'll just retweet everything I say, I guess. So.
Yeah. All right. So, and if you see something, say something. Let us know what's happening. Ryan, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure.
Great work.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Ryan Gayo asking the question, where in the world is Brandon Hants? Where will he show up next? So, hopefully we'll have many more updates. Anytime you can get an interview with Zach from King of the Nerds and a Brandon Hants update in one show, you know you're having a good podcast. So I feel good about this one. Anyway, this was a lot of fun for me, I think, as you can tell. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it too. I'd love to hear what you guys think in the comments. Of course, don't miss anything we're doing here on Rob Has a Podcast. You can click on the podcast tab that I just added to the navigation bar and see all the different shows that we have and all the different ways you can subscribe. And of course, I always appreciate it when you could leave us some feedback on our iTunes page for Rob Has a Podcast. And if you haven't done so yet, I invite you to check out what we're doing over on my scripted TV podcast, which is Post Show Recaps and postshowrecaps.com. We're covering The Walking Dead right now. We covered all of House of Cards. We just started going back in each season of 24. We're covering movies, we're covering Saturday Night Live, getting ready to cover Game of Thrones there as well. So check out postshowrecaps.com. Doing plenty of nerdy stuff there as well, so I can get in on Celebrity King of the Nerds at some point. That would be fantastic. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Hopefully talk to you guys after Survivor on Wednesday night. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.